Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode is sponsored by Hapara, your all-in-one solution for powering awesome digital teaching and learning. Hapara provides tools for monitoring and filtering that teach true digital citizenship, instructional tools that make learning flexible and personalized, student organization tools that teach executive function skills, a digital reader optimized for K-12 learners that make all content WCAG 2.0 compliant, and content distribution tools to provide equitable access to learning materials for every student. To learn more, visit them at hapara.com/demo, hapara.com/demo. This week's episode is titled, Liven Up Your Lesson with a Comic Strip Twist. If you are looking for a creative project idea for your students, you are in the right place. You might want to try a comic strip activity in your classroom, and that's what we're going to talk about today. With a comic strip activity, you can help students sequence events as they retell the steps for a science experiment, learn about graphic novels as a choice for independent reading, and even start to think about whether they prefer to share in digital or print formats, since we know comic strips and comic books and comics can come in all different types of formats. In today's episode, I'm going to share several reasons, five actually, to try a comic strip activity. I also have a free download for you that goes along with today's episode. It's 15, so a collection of 15 ready-to-use comic strip templates for your next lesson. You'll find a link to that in the show notes for this episode. If you're on the go and listening, you should find the link to that in the description. And if you forget to download it while you're listening and you think about it next week, you can always send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll get those free 15 ready-to-use comic strip templates straight to your inbox. Let's jump into the list of reasons to try out a comic strip activity that will feature in today's episode. So why try a comic strip activity? Well, first on the list of reasons is to practice sequencing skills. A comic strip tells a story from beginning to end, and a story doesn't just have to be something with dragons or superheroes, but something that has a start and a finish. It's a fantastic option for any activity where you want students to practice their sequencing skills. Students can retell the events leading up to a critical historical moment, or retell what happened in a story they've read. You might present students with a list of temporal words. These are words that signal time, and we hear them all over, like words like first, then, later, next, finally, before, after. I finish up every Easy EdTech podcast episode with a list of words with some tips that you can use, right? So you might give a list like words like these for students who are exploring this type of comic strip activity. Or you might share examples of comics that use this type of language in the caption to signal the passage of time or the sequence of events. One reason to try out a comic strip activity with students is to help them practice sequencing, which can connect to any subject area. Next up on our list, or number two, is to use comic strips to create an authentic product of learning. Late last year, in December, middle of December, I gave a keynote to about 700 or so educators in Wisconsin to kick off the Slate Conference. During the keynote, I spoke about students as creators, and I shared a clip from a podcast episode I'd listened to earlier that month. It's a podcast I listen to all the time, but this episode included an interview with Jeff Kinney. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because Jeff Kinney is the author of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. Now, this is not a series that I've spent a lot of time in. I taught upper elementary school. Some of my students were excited about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but I'm definitely familiar with the series since it's so popular. Now, in this particular episode of the podcast I was listening to, it's a podcast called The Press Box, and they talk about all sorts of media and things that I love to learn about. But Jeff Kinney shared his origin story and how he became a writer. And so for this second reason on the list, to create an authentic product of learning, I wanted to share a quick quote when the author, or the host, I should say, of the podcast asked Jeff Kinney about his origin story and how he became a writer. This is what he said. I always had that decision to make every day, which was, should I do this term paper? That will be seen by my one professor, or should I do my comic, which will be seen by 30,000 people? And my grades really suffered, but I cut my teeth. Now, I am not saying students need to have an audience of 30,000 or 3,000 or even 300 to make their work authentic and special. But no matter how big or small, having an audience really is an essential piece of the pie when starting off and thinking about a student project. It can change the whole conversation for student creators. So one reason to consider using comic strips with students is to connect them to an audience that will celebrate their work. Number three on our list today is to pique student interest in graphic novels. This is our next reason to consider using podcasts as a way to liven up your next activity. Now, if your students aren't already familiar with graphic novels as a genre, a comic strip activity is a great way to introduce them to this format. Your primary purpose for a comic strip project could be to get kids excited about the idea of reading comics. Students who aren't super motivated as independent readers might be more willing to give graphic novels a chance after making their own comic, especially if you introduce some critiques into the conversation. You might decide to reach out to a media specialist in your school or a librarian in your school community if you're not familiar with graphic novels, or if you're teaching a subject area like math or science, this person could serve as a resource for recommendations of graphic novels. I'll tell you, graphic novels is not an area of expertise for me. I wouldn't be able to make a great recommendation. I know a couple authors, right? I know a couple series, but I wouldn't be the go-to person for someone, right? I would definitely reach out to a media specialist or an educator who I know is passionate about this topic. You might remember that I talked about this with Shveta Miller earlier this year, right? So having someone else give you some recommendations can definitely help. But if your reason here is to get kids excited as readers by creating their own comic strips, that might be a reason to bring a comic strip activity into your work. Another reason, next on our list, for using comics with students is to connect print and digital experiences. Although you might have students create a comic strip using a digital medium, this type of activity is perfect for connecting to print experiences too. For example, students can explore graphic novels in paperback format or comics from a newspaper. You might provide the option for students to create a comic strip on paper or with some digital tools. This is a great way to show students that both online and offline experiences have value, and there are plenty of ways to express themselves, both with or without digital tools. So if you're thinking about balance in your classroom or in the school that you're working with and the educators you support, another reason to use comics might be to connect these print and digital experiences or the offline and online experiences your students have. Our final reason today to give a comic strips activity a chance in your classroom is that kids can layer multimedia to bring their comic strips to life. Now, in the episode I recorded, episode 163 with Manuel Herrera around sketchnoting and sketching your thinking, we talked about layering in a digital sense where kids can sketch something out with an app, like a drawing app, and add different layers on top. So like adding different layers of their drawing stacked on top of each other. Here, I'm thinking about layering a little bit differently. I'm talking about layering multimedia, like adding audio or video on top of or in addition to a student-created comic strip. So students can share their comics in many different ways. And one fun option is to use a green screen background. You can do this in Flipgrid. Students could save their comic strip as an image, add it to the background of a Flipgrid response. And then by layering multimedia this way, students can bring their comic strips to life. They might read it aloud with emotion and expression or share the story behind what they created. Lots of options here. That's just one tip for layering multimedia to bring a comic strip to life. If you want to try out a comic strip activity with students, check out those free comic templates I made. You'll find the link to the free download in the show notes. You can also go to classtechtips.com/comics, and it'll let you download it right from that page. That download also includes instructions on how to make your own comic templates for students. So you can use my ready-to-go ones, or you can follow those directions to make your own. As we finish up today, let's make this EdTech easy. First, expose kids to print and digital graphic novels. Next, try a sequencing activity. Then, connect print and digital resources. And finally, try out my comic templates or making your own. If you're ready to liven up your lesson with a comic strip twist, I hope you enjoyed this episode and the tips I shared. Remember, you can find the show notes, the full list of resources from this episode, and that free download I mentioned at classtechtips.com/podcast. You'll just want to look for today's episode, and then you'll see all the links to all the things I talked about today. A big thank you to our sponsor for today's episode, Hapara. They power awesome learning. They work with schools worldwide to deliver learning anytime, anywhere. From Chrome browser monitoring to content filtering to instructional tools that create true accessibility for every student, Hapara is your one-stop solution. To learn more, visit them at hapara.com/demo. hapara.com/demo. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.